Life Audio.
God's Word is reliable and without error. In His Word, He conveys His heart and His desires for humanity. He also uses His Word to point us directly to His Son, Jesus Christ, through whom we find salvation. In just a moment, we'll be reading today's chapter together, but before we do, let's pause for a quick message from the sponsors of today's episode. It goes without saying, but the Bible has changed so many lives. Take a second to think about what life would be like if you didn't have access to a Bible, or if you weren't even allowed to own one. And that's a reality that many are facing. That's why I want to tell you about one of our partners, Crew. Crew has missionaries in almost every country, and they are seeing people come to know Jesus. There's just one thing they're missing, a Bible in their own language. For only $24 a month, you can provide three people with Bibles each and every month. When you sign up to provide three Bibles with a monthly gift of $24, Crew will also provide meals to 12 hungry individuals through their humanitarian aid ministry. Plus, you'll receive a free copy of my book, Walking in Wisdom. Simply text WISDOM to 71326 to help today. That's WISDOM, or visit give.crew.org/wisdom. Again, that's give.crew.org/wisdom. Message and data rates may apply. Available to U.S. addresses only.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You're listening to the Chapter a Day Audio Bible. I'm John Stonge, and today we're in Psalms 4, 5, and 6. And we'll be reading from the New English Translation. For the music director, to be accompanied by stringed instruments, a psalm of David. When I call out, answer me, O God who vindicates me. Though I am hemmed in, You will lead me into a wide open place. Have mercy on me and respond to my prayer. You men, how long will you try to turn my honor into shame? How long will you love what is worthless and search for what is deceptive? Selah. Realize that the Lord shows the godly special favor. The Lord responds when I cry out to Him. Tremble with fear and do not sin. Meditate as you lie in bed and repent of your ways. Selah. Offer the prescribed sacrifices and trust in the Lord. Many say, Who can show us anything good? Smile upon us, Lord. You make me happier than those who have abundant grain and wine. I will lie down and sleep peacefully, for you, Lord, make me safe and secure. Psalm 5. For the music director, to be accompanied by wind instruments, a psalm of David. Listen to what I say, Lord. Carefully consider my complaint. Pay attention to my cry for help, my King and my God, for I am praying to you. Lord, in the morning you will hear me. In the morning I will present my case to you and then wait expectantly for an answer. Certainly you are not a God who approves of evil. Evil people cannot dwell with you. Arrogant people cannot stand in your presence. You hate all who behave wickedly. You destroy liars. The Lord despises violent and deceitful people. But as for me, because of your great faithfulness, I will enter your house. I will bow down toward your holy temple as I worship you. Lord, lead me in your righteousness because of those who wait to ambush me. Remove the obstacles in the way in which you are guiding me. For they do not speak the truth. Their stomachs are like the place of destruction, their throats like an open grave, their tongues like a steep slope leading into it. Condemn them, O God. May their own schemes be their downfall. Drive them away because of their many acts of insurrection, for they have rebelled against you. But may all who take shelter in you be happy. May they continually shout for joy. Shelter them so that those who are loyal to you may rejoice. Certainly you reward the godly, Lord. Like a shield, you protect them in your good favor. Psalm 6. For the music director, to be accompanied by stringed instruments, according to the Sheminith style, a psalm of David. Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger. Do not discipline me in your raging fury. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I am frail. Heal me, Lord, for my bones are shaking. I am absolutely terrified, and you, Lord, how long will this continue? Relent, Lord, rescue me. Deliver me because of your faithfulness. For no one remembers you in the realm of death. In Sheol, who gives you thanks? I am exhausted as I groan. All night long I drench my bed in tears. My tears saturate the cushion beneath me. My eyes grow dim from suffering. They grow weak because of all my enemies. Turn back from me, all you who behave wickedly, for the Lord has heard the sound of my weeping. The Lord has heard my appeal for mercy. The Lord has accepted my prayer. May all my enemies be humiliated and absolutely terrified. May they turn back and be suddenly humiliated. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the privilege of being able to look at it together today. And Lord, we're grateful to be able to see the heartfelt requests that are made in the Psalms that we read together. Lord, we recognize that there is merit in bringing our requests before you. Lord, you comfort our hearts. You help us to rest peacefully. You help us to be confident that you will ultimately fight battles for us that we don't have the capacity or the strength to be fighting on our own. Lord, you protect us from those who set themselves against us as our enemies. And we know, Lord, that that finds its ultimate fulfillment in the fact that there is a spiritual battle taking place all around us, and Satan and the demons who have aligned with him seek to work against your people. But Lord, we're grateful for the victory that your Son, Jesus Christ, secured on our behalf. And we're grateful, Lord, that you fight battles for us, that we don't need to fight these battles in our own strength, because you're fighting them for us. So, Lord, we're grateful for your provision, we're grateful for your protection, and we're grateful for the fact that we have you present with us in all circumstances of life. Lord, we love you, and we commit this day to your care, and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
There's no better way to start your day than spending time in God's Word and in prayer. Don't know where to start? We have a free daily prayer podcast created to help you do just that. The Your Daily Prayer podcast delivers a thoughtful devotional and timely prayer to you 7 days a week. Gain inspiration, faith, and encouragement with daily messages in 10 minutes or less. To start listening now, search Your Daily Prayer on your favorite podcast app or visit lifeaudio.com.